WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A D.C. police officer is in very critical condition this morning. Two other people are injured, and two suspects are in custody after a traffic accident in Adams Morgan last night. D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham.
All we know is we had a vehicle that was traveling at a high rate of speed in the Adams Morgan area, struck two of our bicycle patrol officers that were working in the area on duty at the time. And it also struck a Department of Transportation, District Department of Transportation employee, a traffic control aide.
Newsham says they're still investigating. It's not clear if the crash was intentional. The chief also says a weapon was found in the vehicle. President Trump says the James Comey testimony represents total and complete vindication in the political furor over Russian meddling in the election. Mr. Trump sent a tweet this morning saying, quote, despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication, and wow, Comey is a leaker, unquote. Now, the president's expected to hold a joint news conference this afternoon with the president of Romania.
This will be the first time the president has answered questions in about 3 weeks, probably only answering a couple questions from reporters, but it will be an opportunity to try to gauge the president's reaction after that dramatic testimony on Capitol Hill of fired FBI Director James Comey.
Correspondent Joe Johns, and you can hear that joint news conference with the president live this afternoon at around 2:45 at WMAL.com. No one wants to stand in a hot metro station waiting for a train, so a broken cooling system for two Metro Red Line stations downtown is being replaced with a temporary one.
It's often been hot in the Farragut North and DuPont Circle metro stations since the system that cools those stations gave out last month. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says they started installing a temporary cooling system for the stations yesterday. It will involve putting a cooling tower on Connecticut Avenue.
To eliminate the need for long-term lane closures on Connecticut Avenue, we've worked with DDOT to place the cooling towers in the service delivery lane out of the way of traffic.
It will stay there until the end of the summer.
We're working on the permanent solution, but I want to get through the design first before we commit to any schedule on that.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia officials are launching an effort to clear out a big backlog of hundreds of untested rape kits. Attorney General Mark Herring says officials will analyze more than 1,200 kits collected between 2014 and 2016. The state will use a $2 million federal grant to pay for it. A 27-year-old convicted drunk driver faces up to 50 years in prison when he's sentenced today for causing a crash that killed three women and two children. Kenneth Kelly pleaded guilty to 28 counts in all of manslaughter, negligent homicide, driving under the influence, and related charges in that October 2014 crash in Oxon Hill. More than 2,000 people died of drug and alcohol overdoses in Maryland last year, and officials are alarmed because that's a 66% increase over the year before. In fact, it's the biggest one-year increase in overdose deaths on record in Maryland. Health officials say the biggest increase in fatal overdoses is among people 55 and older. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,183. The Nasdaq at 63,22. Sports, the Nets pound the Orioles in a makeup game. The Penguins take game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals. WMDA, the Mystics, host Minnesota tonight. WMAL News Time, 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Virginia gubernatorial primary, Tuesday night.
I'm running for governor.
With updates on the hour and on the half and breaking news when it happens.
Take back Virginia.
Depend on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Leesburg on Tuesday, June 13th, Bethesda and Alexandria on Wednesday, June 14th, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit of a change. Beltway crossing the American Legion Bridge out of Virginia. Now, the two cars that were involved in the crash that were on the left shoulder, they're still on the left shoulder, but fire trucks, rescue have come to the scene and they block the two left lanes. So, inner loop coming out of Virginia to Maryland, crossing the Legion Bridge, two left lanes blocked. But this accident, as you can imagine, building those delays near the Georgetown Pike, trying to relieve the pressure in through Annandale. Long-standing crash had been inner loop 50 Arlington Boulevard. Still have a bit of activity there, but the through lanes have been reopened, jammed from Springfield. That 95 delay also takes you on to 395 into the Sun Glare toward Duke Street. Heading into town, we're okay over the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Anacostia crossings have nothing to report there. Top side of the Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring slow. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
83 this afternoon. Clouds giving way to sunshine. Good looking day today. Tonight, 63 outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 89. Some spots, 90 plus. And then all of us, 90 plus on Sunday with plenty of sunshine, probably mid-90s. And we take the 90s right down through Monday, Tuesday, and maybe even Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Herndon, 52 in Silver Spring, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. A former intelligence chief says the big story from the Comey hearing is still Russia. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Happy Friday. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us at 8:35, you love him, Joe DiGenova will be with us to discuss yesterday's hearing featuring the one and only James Comey, former FBI director. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonese on this going to be beautiful Friday.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I can't wait. The weekend's going to be awesome. Former U.S. Attorney Matt Whitaker is here with us now. He knows James Comey. He was, of course, watching yesterday's hearings alongside the rest of the world. And Mr. Whitaker, thank you very much for taking out some time to chat with us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Glad I could be with you this morning.
So what was your big takeaway? We'll just rush right into that from the hearing yesterday.
You know, my big takeaway is that it depended which side or who you were cheering for as to how it turned out, because I was spent a lot of time yesterday on CNN, and I was amazed at my other panelists and what they saw versus what I saw. And I come at it from more of a nonpartisan sort of looking at both sides and trying to evaluate the behavior of everybody.
Yes.
Instead of just sort of I'm cheering for the president or I'm cheering for Jim Comey or the Democrats, or you know, I was just trying to watch it in an objective manner. I was stunned by how quickly kind of both sides got their talking points out. It was just a battle of
for sure
of trying to drive a narrative through.
So as a former U.S. attorney, you must have some sense, though, of whether or not we're closer to an obstruction of justice case after yesterday's testimony or further from it. How do you feel about that?
There is no criminal obstruction of justice charge to be had here. There's just the evidence is weak. No reasonable prosecutor would bring a case on what we know right now. You know, because it all boils down to what was the president's intent, and we really don't have any evidence of what the president's intent was. The investigation continues on. He didn't stop it. It's not stopped. And so ultimately, it is a question for the politicians and the public to decide whether they think something nefarious happened. But there's no criminal case that could be substantiated on these facts. No matter how, you know, good of a witness Jim Comey appears to be, and he was very impressive yesterday.
Along those lines, when he told us about Loretta Lynch ordering him to refer to the email investigation as a matter, that just seemed so dicey to me. Am I reading more into that than there is to be there?
No, I think you're. I mean, it is certainly the prerogative. The Attorney General Loretta Lynch was his boss at the time. I think it. You know, Jim provided some color on that. That it was very concerning that sort of the the messaging of the Clinton presidential campaign. It kind of worked its way through the attorney general into him. Ultimately, it is a big deal if you're under FBI investigation. And so those words, and I know the Clinton campaign at the time was trying to avoid using those words. The bigger concerning thing was when Jim was talking about the meeting of President Clinton and then Attorney General Loretta Lynch on the tarmac, I think in Phoenix or Denver, somewhere like that, where they met for about a half an hour, and why that then propelled him to do what he did back last summer in announcing the reasons for declining the prosecution of Hillary Clinton and her associates.
You know, I wonder about Jim Comey and sort of the position he takes when he confronts an administration. We've seen him in the past confront the Bush administration. He threatened to resign over domestic spying, but then he was pressured by Loretta Lynch. He went along with her plot, despite the fact that he expressed discomfort with it, to speak in political terms about the Hillary Clinton investigation. And ultimately, in the course of this Trump matter, to borrow his phrase, he talked about, I felt like he was trying to pressure me to drop an investigation, but I didn't do anything about it. And by the way, if I had the choice, I'd still be the FBI director today. That all led me to react to be like, he sort of has a shifting standard for what he considers to be the honorable thing to do, no?
Yeah, I know Jim Comey. I know him to be a good public servant. I think he has a heart for public service. I think he's done a lot of important and impressive things throughout the course of his career. But as I was listening to him yesterday, you did hear a little bit of his kind of ideas for political survival when you start off the election investigating both major party candidates and you're trying to navigate those waters safely to keep a job that, quite frankly, he really enjoyed. I think he liked being FBI director. I'm sure it is a great gig here in the nation's capital. And so I kind of could see where he was trying to make his moves in response to not only a shifting political environment, but also a president that is at times a little unpredictable.
What was your reaction when you heard him put it right out there, forthrightly say, I leaked the memo to the New York Times? He leaked a memo with a conversation with the president to the New York Times.
Yeah, well, I mean, that just shows you, A, how sophisticated he is and how he was able to get his message out. I think it also, the thing that worried me the most is that how he could retain those files, because
yes,
when I left the Department of Justice, I left with just the clothes on my back. I did not take any files. I didn't take any notes. And it was a little concerning for me that he would prepare his kind of work product in these memos, recording his present sense impression of his conversations with the president, and then he would leave with those or copies of those.
Right.
Matt, almost like a Sandy Berger style, stuffed in his pants.
Matt Whitaker, let me dive into that for a moment. He yesterday said that these were personal documents. Now, let's be clear about this. James Comey didn't end up in the Oval Office because he won a contest. He's the FBI director. He's there specifically because he's talking to the President of the United States in the course of his job, and he considers those documents to be personal. Did he say that because classifying it as personal would help him evade any sort of legal ramification?
That's exactly. I mean, I think that was a point that was not been explored as much because of all the other noise that's been surrounding this. But I mean, that is an interesting analysis because they are clearly business documents that he prepared in the course of his job as FBI director, related to his business. I mean, you cannot say that discussing the Flynn investigation was not directly related to his job, among other things. And so, I mean, I think this is going to be something that, I started talking about at the beginning, kind of serious-minded, independent folks that are only interested in what's the real truth here are going to really start drilling down on did he have a right to remove those documents? And if he didn't, what does that mean?
We have 20 seconds. Do you sense that Comey is in any legal peril? Forget Trump for a moment. Is there any legal peril from yesterday's remarks?
No, Jim Comey is in no legal peril.
Okay, there you go.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This is Matt Whitaker. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. He is the executive director for the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great morning, too.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. It is 7:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, no change on the American Legion Bridge. Crews still dealing with the accident on the Interloop. So coming out of Virginia, this is you. Interloop jam from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Two left lanes remain blocked with the crash. Ambulance, fire and rescue still at the scene there. On the outer loop, you can see it's causing a little bit of rubbernecking delays. 270 with nothing to report here. Actually catch a little bit of a break on 270, one of our few areas this morning which have been under control. 210 Indian Head Highway, you can now use that each direction at Palmer Road. Earlier crash gone, and those delays have actually eased, so that's looking much better. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And coming up, we just want to let you know, we will take your calls, your reactions to what you just heard with our guest, Matthew Whitaker, 888-630-9625. Now, let's get on to some weather. Today, we'll start out with some clouds, but they're going to give way to generally sunny skies with a high of 83. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 63. For your Saturday, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds, high of 89. And Sunday, lots of sun, highs in the mid-90s. Currently in our nation's capital, we're up to 62 degrees at 716 on WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
It is 7:16 on WMAL, so we were just speaking with Matthew Whitaker. He's the executive director for the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, but he also worked with James Comey. And we were discussing yesterday's testimony, which I just think there were so many aspects of this that were just so people want to talk about. And so we're going to give you that opportunity. 888-630-9625.
I was struck by what he said stuck out to him, and that's totally being undercovered, which is that these documents, James Comey considered them personal in nature. He takes down memos with the President of the United States. Let's think about this for a moment. Three times now, we know, James Comey told President Trump, you are not under investigation. You are not personally under investigation. Oh, but wait a second. The head of the FBI is quietly taking notes of every single word the president utters. He's characterizing his conversations. He's describing the grandfather clock in the room. He's like literally just framing up a crime scene inside these memos, which he decided are personal in nature and that he can leak to the public. So you're not under investigation, yet the head of the FBI is doing what? Gathering string on you. How can you assess that you are not under investigation? Clearly, James Comey suspected Trump to be acting in some sort of nefarious way and was, again, gathering string on it. That, to me, this is a semantic distinction, and it may be an official one, but that, to me, is he's investigating the President of the United States.
What did he do that's different than what Reality Winner did? She leaked documents to the press, right? Well, so did James Comey. He leaked documents to the press, and I was listening this morning to the news as I was getting ready. They said, technically, that should have been part of a file. That should not have been kept on James Comey's. He said he used a secure laptop in the limo when he left, in the car when he left. Said he used a secure laptop. But was it his laptop? Is this any different? That this is just reminiscent to me of Hillary saying keeping it on her personal server because it's hers. It's her stuff.
And by the way, Trump's lawyer yesterday said that these were privileged conversations. This is him having a conversation with the President of the United States.
One-on-one.
And he's leaking these accounts right to the public. Oh, these are personal documents.
888-630-9625. Jason in Woodbridge, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Jason.
Good morning. I was listening to Levin last night, and he was very clear that Comey's actions actually constitute obstruction of justice and criminal activity by leaking this to government official document. So Whitaker's off base. I don't know. I trust Mark's experience a long time in politics over Mark Whitaker. I mean, I just don't understand how he could not see the criminal activity.
I think a lot of people came away with the impression yesterday, Jason, that James Comey presented new difficulties for himself. I mean, the Trump stuff we had already known in general. I mean, he put a finer point on it, accused the president of lying, and he gave us some. But in general, we found out more about James Comey's liabilities yesterday than anybody else's. We found out that Loretta Lynch and her pressure on James Comey and the FBI to handle the investigation into Hillary Clinton as on a political basis rose to the level of more evidence of obstruction of justice than anything so far we have on President Trump. That's just true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jason, thank you so much for kicking this off for us. 888-630-9625. We also learned that James Comey is not a courageous man in his own words. Not a courageous man. William and Stafford, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Your prior guest, I have to disagree with him because those documents that Comey created as a result of that meeting are at a minimum what's called controlled unclassified documents. And the rules governing the production and handling of those documents are the same as for classified documents. So when he leaked that, not only did he commit an ethics violation because the president has a presumption of privilege unless he releases him to release those documents, but he mishandled controlled unclassified documents. So there are multiple crimes, potential crimes that have been committed by Comey. And your prior guest saying there's no basis to charge him with anything is just flat wrong. Flat wrong. The Title 18 laws for the handling of classified information is the same as for handling for official use only controlled unclassified papers.
Interesting. But see, he's not rank and file, so he'll walk away. It's true. William,
thank you. This goes back to wear your Joe DiGenova decoder ring as you're listening to this guy talk. He has a shifting standard. Joe DiGenova, by the way, 8:35. He's coming by the show. I know you're waiting. James Comey has a shifting standard. Then he kind of always can come up with sort of a rationale for why what he did was the right thing. And it sounds pretty good, and there's sort of an aw shucks presentation to it, and people leave sort of sounding impressed. He'd be a great flack. Like, if Donald Trump wants somebody to represent him in the White House, get James Comey. That guy can literally explain away anything. Like,
and you laid that case out very well with Whitaker. You laid that case out very, very well. Andy in Gainesville, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, guys. I echo the previous caller. I could not believe that guy. And he sounded to me politically motivated as if he was a friend of James Comey or something that I didn't want to admit. But one of the things that I wanted to add is, if anyone at this point cannot admit that yesterday was a wonderful day for the president without being coerced or asked to do so, then they are seriously politically motivated with their opinion, because there is nothing that James Comey said yesterday that didn't exonerate, didn't vindicate the president, basically. And it proved what we've all been saying about him, including himself, is true, that he had nothing to do with this Russia stuff.
Right.
Maybe Russia was trying to get into our elections, but Trump had nothing to do with it. And he proved that. And what he said he was lying about was not a lie. He was stating an opinion. So he might have been wrong, but it wasn't a lie.
Exactly.
And now the media is running with that, saying that, oh, James Comey, his testimony proved that the president is untrustworthy and lies. Well, that's yet again another misrepresentation that we're going to have to deal with for 3 weeks now.
Well, let's, on your point, Andy, I'm looking at Donald Trump's tweet from an hour ago. You said he was vindicated. This is Donald Trump, President Trump. Despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication. And wow, Comey is a leaker. Let's go to Tom in Virginia real quick. Tom, you're on Mornings on the Mall.
The last three or four callers I absolutely agree with. I was really shocked when your guest said that his evidence of leaking was evidence of sophistication.
Yes.
I call that dastardliness, but hey, that's just me. One thing that I'm not hearing that I told your call screener
quickly
in the middle of all this is I learned a long time ago with respect to human relations within employment that if you keep a file on one person, you have to keep a file on everybody. Otherwise, you're in violation of the Equal Employment Protection Act.
And, interesting.
Granted, this is the president and the director of the FBI at the time, but it just seems like that would be, if I did that, that would be considered harassment.
A lot. That's true. A lot more questions than answers came out of yesterday, I think.
It is now 7:24 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Frederick or Tuesday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
You know, they say you should buy a new mattress every 8 to 10 years. And my husband and I, like many of you, I'm sure, have been ignoring the Valiant ours for just way too long. So we finally broke down. We decided to replace our mattress. And we cleared a Saturday afternoon because it's a trip, right? Well, we went to Mattress Works warehouse, and that is when we met Roy, who is just our mattress angel. He introduced us to BedMatch. All we had to do was enter some information into a computer, and then you lay down on a special mattress, and you have to change positions a couple of times, and within 3 minutes, the computer had calculated our pressure points, our sleeping positions, and our weight distribution, and it gave us a list of 6 mattresses that were the best suited for us. So instead of taking 3 hours to do this, it took 3 minutes. We didn't have to spend the afternoon trying out every mattress in the store. With our mattress angel, Roy, and the science behind BedMatch, we found the perfect mattress. Whatever your needs or your price range, you too can find your perfect match at Mattress Warehouse. So if it's time to replace your mattress, go to Mattress Warehouse, where they use science, not pressure, to match you with your perfect mattress. To find a Mattress Warehouse near you, just go to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com for Mattress Warehouse. It is now 7:25. Time to check the roadways. Here's WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we do have a change for the better on the American Legion Bridge. Now, we still have the two cars that were involved in the crash on the left shoulder. This is Interloop. You should come out of Virginia on the bridge. And fire trucks, rescue, ambulance have all left. So we have 2 left lanes reopened. So everything gets by. But again, the activity on the shoulder crowds that left lane. Be very careful as you head north out of Tyson's again toward that crash. Well, earlier this morning had a serious accident. Interloop of the Beltway at 50 Arlington Boulevard involved an overturned vehicle. Everything had been cleared out of the travel lanes there, but still trying to recover heading north off of 95 and through Springfield toward Annandale. So it's been a tough go on the Virginia Beltway, Maryland Beltway to the Wilson Bridge. Your backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Just a brief delay on the outer loop as you pass 214 Central Avenue and then topside from College Park to Silver Spring. For 95, 29 the BW Parkway, nothing reported down to the Beltway. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here comes the heat now. We'll be into the 90s by the weekend. 83 today. Clouds give way to sunshine. Tonight, clear 63. 89 tomorrow. Sunshine in mid-90s Sunday. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 7:27 on WMAL.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, Metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
One of the keys to a long, healthy life is not getting sick to begin with. That means catching the warning signs before it's too late. Take breast cancer. If detected in stages 0 or 1, the estimated survival rate is nearly 100%. That's the power of preventive medicine and why Kaiser Permanente is number 1 in breast cancer screenings. With better prevention comes better detection, which means better outcomes. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 63017. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
And coming up on WMAL, James Comey, Hillary's commencement speech, Theresa May. We have so much. It is 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Two D.C. police officers on bicycles and a city transportation employee were all hit by a vehicle last night in Adams Morgan. D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham told reporters.
One of the officers is in a very critical condition at this point. The other two have serious injuries, but they appear to be non-life threatening.
There were two people in the vehicle that hit them. Both of them have been arrested, but the circumstances of this crash still unclear. President Trump stayed away from Twitter during the James Comey hearing yesterday, but is tweeting again this morning.
The president echoing the words of his longtime attorney, Mark Kasowitz, in a tweet this morning, despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication, and wow, Comey is a leaker. Trump and his attorneys seizing on the fact that Comey did say in his testimony that he did not tell the president he was under investigation.
Correspondent Joe Johns. The head of the Scottish National Party says British Prime Minister Theresa May has, quote, lost all authority and credibility after her Conservative Party lost its majority in yesterday's election. May says she will not resign. As temperatures are expected to soar into the 90s, perhaps for the next few days, Metro is already at work to restore cool air to the Red Line stations at DuPont Circle and Farragut North. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld.
Metro's contractor is working to complete the work as soon as possible and expects to be restored to chiller service by the end of this month. The cooling towers will remain there through summer and will be removed at the end of the summer season. We're working on the permanent solution, but I want to get through the design first before we commit to any schedule on that.
Work began yesterday to install those temporary cooling towers to help keep Farragut North and DuPont Circle at comfortable temperatures. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,183, the Nasdaq at 63,22. Sports: Joe Ross strikes out 12 Orioles as the Nationals win a makeup game at Nats Park. The Penguins take a 3-2 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. WMDA, the Mystics host Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code radio. That's promo code radio. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and license your information. Have you dreamed about owning waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay? Not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door? This exclusive development is being offered for the first time at unbeatable prices. On Saturday, June 24th, experience 2 acres of deep dockable waterfront to buy for only $89,900. Get 16 heavily wooded acres with water access and views for only $69,900. Also, buy a huge 5-bedroom beach house for under $300,000. This waterfront sale is real and properties will sell fast. Take a virtual tour at dockableland.com and call to reserve an appointment on June 24th. Call now 800-684-4611 to schedule the earliest priority appointment. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available. No time limit to build. Call today 800-684-4611 to schedule.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
Adrian Beltran.
Ground ball, base hit down the line.
He's looking for his 3,000th hit. Max Scherzer.
Best ball up.
He's going for his 2,000th strikeout. Chasing 3,000 versus stalking 2,000. Catch everything. Nationals Rangers. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Lesson 2. Go baseball great.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, two sets of troubles on the Virginia Beltway. First, as you come off of 95 through Annandale, heavy delays remain from the earlier crash near Arlington Boulevard, which is now cleared. That's before you get to 66. Then, delays just as you pass 66, jammed to the American Legion Bridge, crash contained to the left shoulder. Now, with the Beltway that slow, it puts the slowdowns on the George Washington Parkway northbound to try to merge up onto the Beltway, so expect that to be slow too. Now, let's get you 270, where it's been okay this morning. A little bit of volume still through Urbana in Hyattstown. And now, on the 270 spur, crews are looking for a report of an incident southbound 270 near Democracy Boulevard. Outer loop topside from 95 to George Avenue slowing. And a reminder again, as Bill mentioned in the news, and we still have the closure of the southbound side of 18th Street at Columbia Road. Again, with the police investigation there. The northbound side is closed. Southbound has been reopened. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds to break this morning, and here we go. We'll start our heat up. 83 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Tonight, 63, near 90. Tomorrow, mid-90s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Herndon, 52 in Silver Spring, 61 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is going to be a beautiful Friday. Great weekend ahead of us. Coming up at 8:35, Joe DeGeneva will give us his take on everything that happened yesterday in the James Comey testimony. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Vince Colonese.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right. I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure. You ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known that for weeks?
I don't know. I find matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held, in my experience.
It's weird that those leaks were only things that hurt Trump, not helped him. By the way, that was the exact thing that President Trump wanted James Comey to tell the public. And now we finally know it.
Interesting. James Comey would not tell the public that President Trump was not under investigation, yet he had no problem categorizing the Hillary investigation as a matter because Loretta Lynch told him to do so. President Trump requested he didn't do it. Loretta Lynch told him to do so, and despite him being uncomfortable with it and it making him feel uncomfortable, he took no took no notes on it. And just did it. Didn't report it to higher-ups. Nothing. A quick question for you, and we'll take your calls. 888-630-9625. We know that Comey very proudly sat there and said, I was the one who leaked the memo to the New York Times. He physically didn't do it because he was going on vacation. But he had a friend do it, right?
Right.
Could
At
Comey
Columbia
now,
Law School.
I think the question needs to be asked, could Comey have been behind some of the other leaks? Why not? Listen, if he's so comfortable
for
leaking this, maybe he was behind some
of the other leaks. By the way, he's kind of good at it, too.
Yeah.
Like he was able to, he knew exactly how to tactically leak. It almost seemed like a guy who's done it before. So, I don't know, look into that. We're taking your calls. You know, earlier in the show, we had Matt Whitaker, who stopped by, who said, hey, you know, Comey's in no legal peril for having leaked his personal notes, that, as he's calling them, to the press. And a lot of people aren't so sure that that's right. Let's go to Randy in D.C. this morning, who has questions about that. Randy, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Randy,
Hi, Randy.
Welcome. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Okay, yeah, I got a couple things. Well, one, I want to start off with the collusion factor.
Yes.
What we learned yesterday was that there was collusion between the Obama administration, Loretta Lynch, and also with James Comey. And so now what you're seeing is basically we're getting breadcrumbs or, you know, peeling back the onion, like everybody, you know, words that everybody uses, to identify what was actually collusion. And then another thing is that one thing that was identified is we now know that there was meddling for sure in our election in the United States, and it was Loretta Lynch, the Obama administration, and Hillary Clinton's campaign. How was that meddling?
Yes.
When somebody paraphrases and downgrades a criminal investigation.
Yeah, no big deal. Right, Randy, right. The sacred Justice Department is getting involved in leaning on political messaging on behalf of one candidate. Yeah, that seems like a huge problem. Good point, Randy.
But it did make him uncomfortable and queasy.
So there's that.
So there is that. The other thing that, as Randy was speaking, that came to mind, he was so uncomfortable with what President Trump said he hoped he could do. Like, I was hoping you could do this. That he took notes, copious notes of every conversation, every meeting with President Trump. Yet there are no notes on the interrogation of Hillary Clinton over the 4th of July weekend to find out about her intents and everything else, about the server in her basement had classified material on it. There are no notes about that.
Somehow the specifics of a publicly known conversation have yet to leak. Let's go to Tony, who's in Potomac this morning. Tony, welcome. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hi. You know, Comey knew that what he was doing was illegal, or he would have presented it to the New York Times. You know, they had that Speaker of the House up in, I think it was Michigan or somewhere, that just by the very method of going to the bank and taking smaller quantities of money out every week, it wasn't that he took the money out, it was that the intent of hiding what he was doing from the government put him in jail. And we turn around and Comey is doing this, and his intent was clearly to do something illegal, or he would have done it above board and presented it like anybody else would present something that was important for people to know.
All right, thank you, sir. I think that in this case, you know, this idea that the documents were personal are far-fetched to almost every person who hears that, except if you already have it out for the president, then you can filter it through whatever lens you prefer. Let's go to Andrew in Bristow this morning. Good morning. Our Morning's on the Mall, Andrew.
Yeah, this morning. You know, the thing that drives me nuts, the thing that I think people are missing is Comey lied to the president and admitted what he did. So he told the president three times, you're not under investigation. And the president's being obviously frustrated because the Democrats and the media and both are reporting the president's under investigation. So he calls Comey one more time and says, look, can we not get this out? And he goes, we'll see what we can do about that, Mr. President. And then he admits that he knew when he said it, he wasn't going to do jack.
Great point. And you know,
what did he do? He pledged honesty to the president.
Yes.
Didn't he not say, you'll always get my honesty? But
totally.
He lied. And then he goes, and you fired me?
What? Great point, Andrew. And I'll say this. The lying also consists of not admitting that he wasn't personally investigating the president of the United States.
Yeah, a lot of people have a lot to say about this. 888-630-9625-743 on WMAL.
Frank Prindle will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 for a guarantee you can trust. Online at itrustfrank.com.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than on any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now, here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/try for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/try. That's match.com/try. Match.com/try.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
And good morning. It's Friday. A little bit of volume, though, to deal with on the Beltway. Well, a little bit more on the inner loop as you approach Annandale. Stop and go. Earlier crash near 50, that's gone. So once you get past Braddock Road, you get a little bit of relief. But hell, you hit delays. However, from I-66 to the American Legion Bridge, where we still have the two vehicles on the left shoulder that were involved in the crash. And on the toll road, north on the GW Parkway, those feeder roads very slow trying to merge onto those beltway delays. Now for 270, southbound, just a little bit below speed here, Germantown, Gaithersburg. But then you hit the real tie-ups here, trying to merge onto the 270 spur to get past Democracy Boulevard, then the pace improves. So they were looking for an incident right in that stretch. No problems reported this morning as you come south on 95, just the delay to merge onto the outer loop of the beltway. Let's get you in heading in toward the Brandywine area. Crash just reported on 301 at McKendree Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
83 this afternoon. Clouds giving way to sunshine. Good-looking day today. Tonight, 63. Outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 89. Some spots, 90-plus. And then all of us, 90-plus on Sunday with plenty of sunshine, probably mid-90s. And we take the 90s right down through Monday, Tuesday, and maybe even Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 62 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. Whether Dad loves to hunt, fish, camp, or shoot, give him the perfect Father's Day gift and earn $25 in Cabela's bucks when you spend $150 or more in-store. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
All right, James Comey testifying yesterday, and a lot of you want to talk about this, so very grateful that you do. Let's jump right into this. Let's go to Mike in Manassas on James Comey's testimony. Mike, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, guys. Here's the one question I have. Who else did Comey coordinate with? Because if there really isn't anything to the Russian investigation, there's no there, then the real story is the coordinated effort by government officials weaponizing our government against a duly elected president, which I think that's called sedition. I'd like Joe to answer that question when he gets on.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I can give you one answer, which is we know that it was probably Columbia professor Daniel Richman who, it reports now say, has gone into hiding after it emerged that he had leaked his Comey's memo because Comey had identified a personal friend at Columbia Law, and that appears to be Daniel Richman. So that's the gentleman who did the leak, apparently, on behalf of James Comey. Let's go to Greg in Leesburg. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Greg, what did you think of the Comey hearing?
Good morning. The biggest mistake of this entire endeavor is, frankly, with the president for not having fired this guy 5 minutes after taking the oath of office. What was the biggest debacle leading the two leading characters in the election, Comey and the AG, the previous AG? He didn't have to worry about the AG, but he had to worry about Comey. He let Comey hang around and linger. Comey is a narcissist and, frankly, a nothing more than a two-bit political hack who has done nothing but throw monkey wrenches into this man's new administration. And he allowed him to sit around and do that. His team should have fired this guy from day one, and most of this would be we wouldn't be even talking about it.
It makes you wonder, Greg, why they asked for loyalty. I mean, the idea
loyalty from a guy who wavers like a flag in the wind, you got to be kidding me. You can't get loyalty from this guy. You witnessed him for 4 to 6 months.
Yes.
Vacillate back and forth. He's unstable.
Yeah, my point here is that, like, there's a lot, this report that he asked for loyalty, which, by the way, the president's lawyer disputes, this notion that all of the Obama chiefs, everyone who's involved, were leaking against the president prior to him coming to office, and on January 27th, he allegedly says, hey, do I have your loyalty? And then all of a sudden, we're pulling every fire alarm in the country, because why exactly? It seems like a reasonable question in that context.
Absolutely. Henry and Waldorf, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I just wanted to point out that when Comey was asked yesterday if the president obstructed justice, he said that it wasn't for him to decide. And to me, that's kind of like a double standard, because he decided that Hillary shouldn't be prosecuted. So I just found that interesting.
That's a fantastic point. And it's bolstered, by the way, by the fact that James Comey said yesterday that the president of the United States can end an investigation at will. He's allowed to do that by law. He can end an investigation at will. So that waters down the obstruction charge as well. Hoke, you are in Sterling this morning. Good morning. Our Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. Look, I spent 29 years working in the government, retired a few years back. I know, as does Comey, that if I produce a product on a government laptop, in a government vehicle, on government time, that memo doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the government.
How could you come to that conclusion? That's like, that sounds like a personal document to me. That's crazy. All right. Thanks, Hoke, very much for calling in. It's 7:51 now on Mornings on the Mall.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And then I saw the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
I'd been in so much pain, and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. My name is Kristen, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good Friday morning. Well, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May was at Buckingham Palace formally asking Queen Elizabeth for permission to form a coalition government after the Conservatives essentially lost the election and the Brexit negotiation mandate May had gambled on. Futures indicating a higher open on Wall Street. Same for European markets, including London's FTSE, but the pound is down about 1.5% against the dollar. Meanwhile, Alibaba founder Jack Ma got $2.8 billion richer just overnight. Alibaba Holding forecast sales growth of 45 to 48% despite China's slowing economy. Shares rose 13%. Ma is now the richest person in Asia. And Deutsche Bank says it can't share any information about President Trump's finances with Congress. In a letter to four House Democrats, Germany's largest bank says U.S. privacy laws prevent any revelations about possible Russian backing for the Trump Organization's real estate deals. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News. News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right-sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
And it is 7:55. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is now sponsored by spot hero Adams Morgan. Again, a reminder, we still have accident investigation underway, but they have reopened the southbound side only of 18th Street at Columbia Road. So if you're coming from Connecticut Avenue, Calvert Street, you can use 18th Street. If you're going northbound, they still have that closure in place from the overnight accident. On the American Legion Bridge, crash to the shoulder. Slows us, though, coming out of Tyson's before I-66 now. And looks like these delays might even link up out of Springfield to the Legion Bridge. Again, everything confined to the shoulder. The George Washington Parkway toll road, both very slow to get onto the Beltway. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here comes the heat now. We'll be into the 90s by the weekend. 83 today. Clouds give way to sunshine. Tonight, clear 63. 89 tomorrow. Sunshine in mid-90s Sunday. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
Should liberal cities like Charlottesville and Richmond be allowed to destroy historical monuments honoring Confederate soldiers like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Ed Gillespie says that's okay. Gillespie told the Washington Post he opposes a law protecting these monuments. That's no surprise. It's part of a pattern with Gillespie. Gillespie lobbied for a legal alien amnesty and said he would veto a ban on late-term abortions. Ed Gillespie is a K Street insider lobbyist who stands for nothing. Lost to Mark Warner 3 years ago and will lose again in November. The conservative choice? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. A solid record. More jobs. Stable taxes. Stand up to illegal immigration. Fight political correctness. Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems, and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full-mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know the reason you put so much into your yard is because you get so much out of it. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. And it all starts with your local independent dealer, where right now, during Cub Cadet Days, exceptional financing offers are available. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take an award-winning XT Enduro Series tractor for a test drive today. Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
And coming up on WMAL.
And James Comey helped deliver the media's report card yesterday. Turns out all Fs will take you through each class they failed.
And apparently the New York Times prints fake news. Also, Joe DiGenova will be joining us. We will get his take on the Comey hearing yesterday. I'm sure it's going to be quite colorful, and you will not want to miss it. It is 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.